Radio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now...
Welcome good to morning. The 4 Fitness Empowerment Show. Marie, go ahead. Sorry.
Good morning and welcome to 4 Fitness. That's live radio for you. Good morning and welcome to 4 Fitness Empowerment Radio Show. I am your host, Marie Waldrop. We have people listening to us from all over the world, especially Greece from the Isle of Crete. Thank you for being here. You can call 347-857-3760 to listen in. And if at any time during the show you would like to speak to our special guest with any questions, press 1 and you will be placed in the queue. Our producer, Maria, will let us know you are there and we will bring you on to the show. Let me start by opening in prayer and then I will introduce our special guest for today. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, just have your will and way with this country. Lord, we ask that you just keep us safe and protect us all. Lord, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for all you do. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to introduce Tammy Marie. Tammy Marie, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hey there. It's so good to have you back on the show today.
Thank you. It's an honor to be back.
And I'm really excited to hear about some of the new things that you've done since the last time that we have spoke. And I guess we'll do that a little bit later. The first thing I would like to talk about is being mentally prepared for weight loss and fitness.
Yeah, that's that actually is the biggest part of fitness there is to be mentally prepared. It's not about losing weight. It's not about building muscle. It's not about competing. Because everyone, you know, can say, I want to do that. But unless they're mentally ready to do it, they'll fail. And what I mean by that is, you know, we have to be in a place in life where we feel we either have the time or we've got the place we can go to do it or what have you. And I'm a mom of 4. I stayed home a lot. There wasn't time for me to go to a gym. And mentally I was, you know, running around with kids. I was trying to get kids to school, kids to this place, kids to that. So mentally I wasn't prepared to work out. I didn't have the time. I didn't have, you know, there were a lot of excuses. And I stayed fit. You know, I'd run. I'd do little things here and there with my kids because we're in positions sometimes like that. We can't do the gym. But I started to get into this frame of mind that, you know, if I want this, I've got to do it. No one can do this for me. If I want to be, you know, healthy, or if I want to compete, or if I want to just lose weight or what have you, and I don't have a big testimony with weight loss. Mine is more emotional. It's getting past all of that, you know, and that's the start that I think a lot of people fail to remember that, oh, we've got to get emotionally there first.
Really true, because if you're not, if you don't have the right mindset, then you will fail every time. And I'm speaking from my own personal experience.
Right. You can want it, but unless you, like you said, have that mindset, you're not going to do it. And it's with everything in life. It's just not about fitness. It's about our minds. And that's the first place that has to be fit for us to do it. And, you know, I think emotionally we go through a lot of things in life. I mean, everyone's going through something daily that there's no anything. And so we have to overcome, you know, and for me, overcoming, of course, is the Lord. He's my strength. And, you know, I believe that if we can overcome mentally, then we can overcome anything we want physically. And so it is, it's a mental mindset. And I have a good friend right now, and she's worked out with me in the past, and I won't give her name up on radio. I'm sure she's listening. But, you know, she finally came to me the other day and things clicked. She goes, oh, my gosh, it just clicked. And she's been up and down with her weight, but she said, I want this now. Like, I'm doing this. Like, I'm prepared to do this. She goes, I don't get it because I've wanted it before, but it just finally clicked. You know, and that was sort of a revelation to hear that, because I could see the look on her face. She was right. It clicked. I could tell just by her countenance, you know. And so we have to mentally overcome things before we can physically overcome them.
I totally agree with you there. It's actually been a struggle for me, and I have been working diligently on mentally preparing myself for changes, you know. And I do get frustrated because my weight fluctuates, and I get really irritated about that, because I'll go up and down 10 pounds, and I can't figure that out. And I've asked the doctors, but.
Well, and here's the deal with food. You know, our liver processes our food. Well, so does our liver process our medications. So when you're on medications, and, you know, I'm sure people out there don't realize that you and I have worked together long distance. We've never met in person, but we've worked together on your food plans. And it does. It gets frustrating for even myself with anyone on medications or what have you, because our liver processes everything. And so sometimes medications will slow down our process. Sometimes our liver has to overwork to compensate that kind of stuff. And then, you know, the food isn't being processed the same way. And so or we have metabolic damage from taking medications or dieting the wrong way. And so there's a lot. It's very personal when it comes to things. And frustration does kick in when you see that a fluctuation or the weight not coming off the way you want it to come off. And that's where the mind comes in play, because it's a mind game. You know, that's why we have girls who are anorexic, because they still look in that mirror and see a fat person. You know, and we all see a very skinny person. You know, and it is. It's a mind thing. It's a mind game. And our mind plays a lot of tricks on us when our body's not doing what we want it to do. Even competitors who are in great shape, they'll come off stage and they'll start binging and gain 20, 30 pounds because they haven't been able to eat the way they wanted to. So all of a sudden the mind kicks in. And I've dealt with a lot of girls in that aspect. I'm dealing with one now. It's very tough. So mentally we have to remember that, you know, we're our worst critic, period, when we look in that mirror. You know, and if you can have peace with who you are, with where you are in life, things will start to happen. They might not happen as fast as you want them to, especially if you're on medication, you know. But, you know, and it's tough. I get it. It is. It's a very tough situation when you're trying to lose weight. And you've lost a lot of weight. You know, you've come a long way, baby.
I did. I really did. So, and but you're right. I am on a lot of medication, which I you know, look forward to the day that I don't have to take that many or take any at all. That would be an even bigger blessing.
Well, and stuff like that does mess with your, you know, your weight loss. And so does the thyroid, you know, things that are speeding up or slowing down our thyroids. Chemicals being put in our body, period, will start to change the way our system works. And I think that's the hardest thing for me as a trainer when I'm doing someone's food plan is trying to decide when they're taking their medications and when I can give them different foods to break down, because that liver is really having to break a lot down. You know, and it's tough. Sometimes it's a big struggle.
Yeah, I can remember the time that, you know, I was doing so good and then I just hit that, I guess, plateau. And yeah, and I couldn't, you know, drop any more. I just kept going up and down. And I think that's what you and I had come to the conclusion that I had metabolic damage because of the medications.
Sure, yeah. And, you know, and a lot of women go through this, even men that I've even had, you know, and been able to meet in person, and we've had to just really, you know, tweak things. And it's easy when you work with someone in person a little bit than it is long distance, because you can't see them daily or you can't encourage them the way that you would if you see someone, you know, in person. But I've had to do silly stuff like pull rice on someone just to get those sugars, and that was the only sugar she was getting, really, like as far as a starch or a quick sugar, because of her medications. And that's the hard part, depending on the medication and what it combines with when you're eating. And you know, it's really a tough thing. And so unless you're a doctor and a nutritionist and, you know, I mean, there's a lot,
right,
and a scientist on top of it, you know, it makes it a very difficult situation. But, you know, if you've got a good trainer and you've got someone who can encourage and try to change things up a little bit here and there, so, you know, sometimes you can shock that body and get it moving again. But, you know, depending on the metabolic damage, sometimes you can't, you know, and so that's the other issue right there, depending on what's happened with that body and the system and the digestive tracts and, you know, the liver and the medications. And so there's a lot in play with that. Unless you're all those things, like I said, to try to figure that out, it's really impossible sometimes.
Yeah. I know every time I go to any of my specialists just about it, I'll ask them, you know, what can I do to you know, lose more weight or whatever, and none of them really can ever give me a good answer. They just tell me to keep trying.
I'll tell you something that's frustrating in itself as well. Sure, yeah, and doctors don't necessarily know food and science behind it, but the one thing I will tell all of the women and men listening is that if you are having struggles with your weight like that, the best thing for your mind is to get out and start moving. Do something that increases your metabolism, whether that's walking, running, getting on a stair climber, going up and down your steps, no matter what it is, whether it's 5 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, if your food is not helping you to lose the weight, start moving that body, you know, because speeding up the metabolism, one of the most important things you can do. And then if you do decide to go ahead and lift weights, you know, to start increasing some lean muscle mass, that lean muscle mass is also going to help burn body fat quicker. And so it all works hand in hand. It's not just about the food. Food is 80% of it, but if it's not working, you know, you also need to be moving that body, because no matter what, that metabolism, once you start getting it up there, it's going to help burn. But if you sit and do nothing, you know, and not only that, but it helps with your mind. When you start moving around, walking, get a group of people together to go walking. I've pushed myself by myself. I've went to the gym by myself. You know, I felt guilty getting out of the house and leaving my children because I was so selfless with them. But when I started doing things for me, especially, and I just go get on a stair climber. I wasn't even lifting weights at first. I would just leave the house for 30 minutes and get on a stair climber. and the cleansing of my mind, just to be away from the family and to think about things and get that metabolism going, was such a, I mean, it just, it was so refreshing, and it made me a better mom. It made me a better person. You know, it became a high for me. And instead of, you know, wanting to have a habit, as, and I've never been a smoker or a drinker, but instead of a habit like that, I had a high. I wanted to get on a stair climber. I wanted to run. And when I started doing that, I saw the changes in my body. And the changes in my body were even more of a mental inspiration for me. And so I always tell people, don't just think about the food. Get moving. Do something. You know, because most of us have desk jobs. Most people are sitting behind, you know, a desk or in an office. I have a gym that caters to government employees, and they come over on their lunch. They'll come over after work, you know, because most of them are doing nothing but sitting all day long.
Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlor Limited.com.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to For Fitness Empowerment Radio Show. I'm your host, Marie Waldrop. Tammy, are you
yes,
still
here
with me?
I am.
So we've been talking about preparing yourself mentally for physical changes and getting your body metabolism up and just get moving to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, those endorphins that your body releases when you start moving actually help your mental thought process when it comes to, you know, working out or moving. And like I said, you don't have to be in the gym lifting a bunch of weights. Just get yourself doing something, whether it's walking down three blocks and back three blocks. I mean, starting anything is good. Just getting yourself to start something is a huge mental inspiration, because a lot of people just don't even start it. So starting is a good thing.
Yeah, and it's been a known fact, just 30 minutes a day helps improve your overall well-being.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And some people have more of a drive than others. You know, I understand that. I've seen it happen, and it could, like I said, depend on our lifestyle. It could just depend on our self-esteem. And that's why I started Iron Angels. It was to empower and encourage women, because once we started encouraging them and I started, helping them, I saw the self-esteem change. And when the self-esteem changes, like I said, we become better people. We become better women in society. And when I look around, you know, it's not, people haven't gained weight or let themselves go because they wanted to. A lot of it is just lack of knowledge, because it is scientific when it comes to eating, really. Or it's, we're always wanting everything now. So we've got a lot of drive-thrus, a lot of you know, fast food and things that just don't cater to good health in America. You know, in our jobs, women now work more outside the home, so they're on the go. They're trying to do things and shuffle kids, and I'm guilty of it. I've done a lot of McDonald's drive-thrus when my children were younger because, you know, you don't have time for everything. And that's it, taking the time for yourself.
I remember back when you first started working with me, and I remember you telling me, you know, don't stop at the fast food restaurants and stuff. And I remember that I was coming back from somewhere, and like you said, you know, I was hungry and I wanted something now, you know, and I pulled into Taco Bell and love Taco Bell.
Who doesn't?
No. do I want to lose this weight, or do I want to, you know, stay unhealthy? And I kept thinking about what you and I had been talking about. So I actually drove away from there and went down to the store that was close by and bought some string cheese and grapes and had me, you know, a cup of grapes and two pieces of string cheese. So,
right. Well,
I remember telling you that, and you're like, I'm so proud of you for doing that, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm not saying you can't ever eat fast food, because sometimes it's a necessity when we need to get food in our body, too. I don't want anyone starving. But, you know, people have to remember what they're putting into their bodies. It's making every cell in your body. It's every cell that's being produced in your body is being fed from what you're putting in. It's the only place it's getting fed is from what you're putting into that body. And so, you know, what nutrients are you putting in to carry through those cells? And, you know, there's a lot of different things that happen with food when you're not getting the right food. You don't get enough good fats in your diet, your hair will start to fall out. I mean, there's things that happen to your body's cells that either get polluted by fast food and sugars and bad fats, or it's healthy. And, you know, you either make yourself live longer, or you shorten your lifespan. And it's, you know, it's really something that when you start to think about it, you will mentally get there, because you'll think, oh, my goodness, you know, that means everything I'm putting in my body right now is creating my skin, my nails, my hair, you know, everything. And we lose concept of that, you know. The other concept we lose is when we're babies, no one tells us when we're hungry and when we're full. We cry when we're hungry. We spit our food out when we're full. As adults, we don't listen to our bodies anymore. We stopped. It's because we wanted that extra piece of cake, you know, when we saw it or what have you. So our eyes were bigger than our stomach. You know, but if you stop and pull yourself back and start listening to your body, especially when you get up in the morning, when you feel those hunger pains, that's your HGH coming up. If you will wait to eat till you feel that little bit of a hunger pain, you've raised your HGH levels, which help with cell, you know, production. It helps with usefulness. It helps with brain patterns. It helps with everything, and it's your natural HGH. The other thing is that if you don't put quick carbs in your body in the morning, like simple sugars like pancakes and waffles and muffins and all those things that spike your insulin levels, and you keep those levels down, you'll also increase your metabolism. You'll start seeing yourself burn better. So in the morning after fasting, putting some good proteins in your body, whether it's eggs or, you know, a meat or a dairy product, and keeping some of your insulin levels down without the quick carbs, without the higher sugared foods, you'll allow your metabolism to start to increase. You'll also keep your estrogen levels down, which do not allow you to make, you know, muscle. They create body fat. And that goes for men, too. They can raise their estrogen levels by eating high-sugared foods in the morning. So America sort of has it backwards. If we could keep our waffles and Pop-Tarts and pancakes and all that stuff out in the morning and eat those towards the evening when we want an insulin spike so we can crash and go to bed at night and sleep through the night, you would see your body change. It's very scientific. It's not common sense.
Right. Well, I wanted to ask you what has taken place with you the last time that we have spoke. I know you did. We're working on the new 2017 calendar.
Yep, so our calendar is finished. It's in production, so we're going to be starting our online orders with that. And it's the Iron Angels, VIP Iron Angels this year wearing NFL gear. And they're pretty sexy and hot, and hopefully it will empower and encourage other women because the women in the calendar, some of them are married, some of them aren't, some of them are moms, some of them aren't, some of them are over 40, some of them aren't, you know, so there's a good variety, and we're from all over the country here. We've had a gal come all the way from the East Coast to shoot with us, and so I'm pretty excited about it. We'll be taking those to the Arnold. We've also got our website just about done. It's called ironangelsfit.com, and we'll be starting our memberships on there where women can join, and they'll start learning weekly workouts, food tips. There will also be online coaching available if they'd like that with Sharon Mattson and I. We've sort of co-herded that together. We've decided to start a website together as co-owners. And so between her and I, we should be able to cover just about every basic need that a woman has when it comes to either losing weight, starting out and working out, competing, doing whatever she wants to do. And so it's been a really neat year. I'm also rewriting the book Eat to Be Fit, and that'll be online probably by January, February to order. I'll also have that at the Arnold. It's a book I wrote a few years ago, and I'm just adding to it. More scientific knowledge and more recipes and things for fat-burning, you know, meals. But, yeah, it's been a busy year already, and we're not even finished with it. And I also have two bodybuilding shows I'm hosting now in Washington State, and we're promoted by the UMBA. And those are May 6th and October 7th, and they're in Steilacoom, Washington. So that's going on, and gosh, so much. My gym, we're starting a class for police officers and fire department guys to get them involved, and it's sort of a volunteer thing. I'm just giving back to the city. So we've got a lot going on. I'm busy, very busy. It's exciting.
Well, it sounds like, it does sound very exciting, and sounds like you have your plate really full.
But I love it that way, you know.
Yeah. Well, we only have a few minutes left. If you want to give your website out again, I know it's not up and running as of yet, but it will be soon. If you want to give them the URL again and a way to contact you, if anybody would wants to contact you.
Sure. So the website is up and running. You just can't join for membership yet or see the private pages that we have on there until membership starts. That is Iron Angels, and that's plural, fit.com. And if they want to get a hold of me, my email address is ironangelsusa@gmail.com. And I'm always available to answer questions. And I know they can also go onto the website and write us too. So either way.
And you do have a Facebook page of Iron Angels?
Yep, we have an Iron Angels Facebook page, and then I also have a page. It's Tammy Marie Iron Angels. So, and an Instagram. It's Iron Angels Instagram. So definitely hit us up. I'd love to hear from you. And I appreciate being on the show. I always have fun talking to you, Marie.
Oh, well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you here on with us. I'm always learning new things from you every time I talk to you. So it's always a pleasure. Maybe I can have you back again sometime on the show.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
one other thing, we'll be at the Arnold. So if anybody wants to come see the Iron Angels, we have a booth at the Arnold, and we should have all of our gals there that are in the calendar this year. So come take a picture with us.
Awesome. Okay, well, like I said, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, and we've run out of time now, so I'm going to close in a prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for letting us be able to have Tammy on the show. We thank you for all of our listeners. And we just pray that everybody has a wonderful, blessed day today. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
ForRadio.com.